Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites, and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio. Fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits. 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
So where exactly can you hear Tobacco Road Sports Radio?
Oh, North Carolina, Kernersville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. Greensboro, Charlotte.
For the best in live sports debate, live sporting events, and more, tune in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio. TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
Austin, North Carolina. Archdale.
The best sliders in the Triad are from Twin City Minis. Picture this, juicy sliders with premium Angus beef, crispy chicken, or even delicious veggie options. And don't forget the loaded fries that'll leave you craving for more. Visit them today and test the difference. Twin City Minis, where small bites bring big smiles. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Twin City Minis to see where the food truck will pop up next. When you think of the best burger sliders in the Triad, think Twin City Minis.
Desmond Johnson here, introducing the perfect solution for Piedmont Triad small businesses looking to amplify their brands. Tobacco Road Podcast Services. Are you new to the world of podcasting and in need of expert guidance? Our local team is here to help. We'll turn your ideas into engaging podcasts that reach your target audience. With our experience and passion for podcasts, we make it easy for businesses like yours to shine in the digital realm. From law firms to high school sports teams, don't miss out on this opportunity. Contact Tobacco Road today at tobaccoroadsportsradio@gmail.com and let your voice be heard around the Triad. Visit us at tobaccoroadsportsradio.com/podcast services.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
They came to our house, baby! We had a bad day come out to last year! They came to our house! Let's show them! Who's out? Who's out? Who's out?
Yeah.
All day life! 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 All day life!
Welcome to Titans Talk with Wes Forsyth Football.
We are live on the patio at Mossy's. Welcome to Titans Talk. JP Mundy along with your head coach, Dr. Kevin Wallace. Coach, I have a question for you.
Already.
Already. Was there a football practice held today on the campus at West Forsyth?
Yes.
It's November 8th, and we're still practicing, boys. West Forsyth advances to the second round of the playoffs, runs its record to 1-0. All right. Yeah, that gives it. I figured you'd like that one. We're 1-0. After a very easy 32-15 victory at home over Ardrey Kell. Good heavens, man. Why? Why must you make it so difficult?
They gave out some good trick plays. I mean, they caught us on some things. You know, they're well coached. I mean, I've played against or coached against. I mean, 2 years ago, I went down, same staff basically, and then Mark Herman, who's there. Quarterback or OC, I can't remember what he exactly was the Myers Park interim head coach for a while during the spring season. So I've coached against him. So I've known those guys for a while, a couple years, and they do a good job there. They really did. They've done a great job over the last couple years and stuff like that. So hats off to them, but just glad we came away with it at the end when we had to start playing true football. Then I think it's, we separated ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it was completely normal. Just like everybody predicted, Caleb David led the scoring with 4 touchdowns. And also sealed the game with a one-handed pick in the end zone to open up Club Lit for another night. Congratulations, Caleb David. I was just showing you my stat sheet. That's the weirdest stat sheet that I think I've ever done. But what is Caleb's role in the offense? Starting middle linebacker?
So offensively, we have a couple packages. We get him in there and have done it all year. And he's stepped up a couple times when we needed to give a running back a blow, especially when Kamen went out and TJ was kind of wrong. You know, we spilled TJ a little bit with Caleb. excuse me. So he's kind of – we got some packages. We want to get him the ball because he is a bigger, strong – I mean, he's strong enough to not taking anything away from Kamen, but just – no. And it gives Kamen a blow also.
Yeah, we were – Caleb and I were laughing before the show. You brought TJ was running the ball very well at that point. You spilled him with Caleb, and the linebackers for Ardrey Kell took one look at 10 coming in and just slumped.
Yeah.
That last touchdown was his very easiest touchdown. Let's just put it that way.
We also use Caleb as motivation for other running backs that if they break a run inside the 5 and they get tackled inside the 5, mm-mm, then they're probably coming out and Caleb's going in. So find a way to get in the end zone, and then we won't have to worry about Caleb stealing some touchdowns.
So
I mean, Caleb might be the only person with, like, 20 rushes for 21 yards and, like, 12 touchdowns right now.
Yeah, what were his final numbers? Let's take a look at the home drive here. This is really, like I said, ridiculous. Caleb finishes with my numbers, 9 carries, 43 yards, and 4 touchdowns and an interception, and God knows how many tackles. Congratulations. Yeah. Just like you drew it up.
Just what we planned. Exactly what we planned.
You wasted the entire offensive game plan. So you build an 18-0 lead at the half, get a big blocked field goal.
Correct.
Sean comes through, blocks one right at the half. You have all the momentum going into halftime, and then Ardrey Kell gets the second half kickoff, and those guys, yeah, they obviously know you because they Wallaced you.
It went trick. I was so close to calling a timeout, too. I was like, all right, they're in a funny formation. Let me call a timeout. And I said, you know what? We're up by 3. Let's see if we can play football in this scenario. And they hit a double pass. I mean, they were in a – they spread out the tackles, receivers out wide. All they had was center guards, center guard. And they hit a double pass for a touchdown.
I mean, it was pretty to their credit. And yes, then they and then they Wallaced you again on the kick.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, they'd done the opposite of what we saw. They always – and the one time they had a trick play and before, they brought everyone in and ran the stampede. What they did was remove 4 of the 5 guys and then ran the same thing. And I'm like, all right, guys, why are we – like, we know they're doing one thing. Here we go. Like, just calm down. And
did that spook your guys? Those 2 plays, that sequence of events?
Yeah, and then the next onside kick that they tried – or then they went – they scored.
Yeah.
Got the 2-point. And then went for another tricky onside play. And then once that happened, like, it was like, all right, we got to just kind of weather it a little bit because I don't think they could play with us when we just lined up and played.
Yeah, I thought your guys responded to that all that. Once it settled down, like you said, they responded in a big, big way, especially when Kamen had to leave the game in the 3rd. And, you know, I thought, you know, Ardrey Kell was like, okay. Kamen Chaplin's out, and all the message boards say that you're a one-man show. And TJ busted his first carry, I think, was for 7, or it was close to a first down, and then he just didn't stop. He was relentless. And you
TJ's
could tell
a physical downhill kid. They're not going to get much movement, not going to get much wiggle, but he's going to get downhill, and he's going to get downhill fast.
And that offensive line got moving. I think they understood the assignment on what had to happen at the end. And TJ was doing great. And I thought it was just a series or 2 straight series at the very end of just demoralizing TJ Fergus and company. Runs. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Was anything said to the offensive line group, or was that a Coach Ben thing?
Ben talks to him all the time. he runs that little roost they got, and he keeps them motivated, and he keeps them upbeat for the game, and he does a great job with it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't say much to them. He's got them all the time.
They truly take great joy in the running backs you know, finding the gap. Correct. And getting and moving the chains. They love that, and they build off of that. Our guest tonight, everybody, seniors Hayden McGackey, Caleb David. We've already mentioned Caleb tonight. Before we talk to those guys, Coach, we're leaving out. There's a whole – you got contributions offensively from a bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. I thought that when you do well when you get a fast start, you normally do well.
Yes.
And you've been preaching it all year. Some of the Burt finished the game 14 of 20 for 168 and one TD. That's my number, so it's close to that.
Close, yeah.
You know, TJ finishes with 77 rushing yards. Kamen didn't even play a complete game, got spelled in the goal line, and still finishes with 109 yards. Let's get down to your receivers. Cruz, Hunter with 33 yards and a touchdown. It's a beautiful catch.
Yeah.
And then Page, 5 catches, 83 yards.
Yep.
McGackey was on his way. He embarrassed the entire Ardrey Kell defensive back core on his second catch of the game that went for about 20. And, you know, some people think he may should have scored.
Well, if he had my wheels, I think he would have gotten it.
Yeah. Well, no. So the wheels are in question. But just a great – but that, a lot of that damage was all the first half.
Yeah.
Because the second half was the offensive line show.
Yeah.
That's the kind of game that you've wanted to see from your quarterback and receivers all season, isn't it?
Yeah. We, you know, we caught the ball. We executed in the pass game when we needed to. You know, they were trying to take some things of other teams we played with, really loading the box. And I don't think they thought we'd throw it out there. And, I mean, they're putting two over three receivers, and we threw it out there. I think Darrell had 5 bubble screens that probably went for 60 yards just on those things. And our receivers did a good job blocking on the perimeter. And then, you know, we made some plays where it was man coverage and caught the ball and we got escaped. We can escape out of it and make some yak. So it worked out well. It did.
On the defensive side, we talk about not freelancing, playing within Will Bill's system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wow, did we see that? I mean, for the yes, there was a rally by Ardrey Kell, but it's the playoffs. But you know, D-Rock had a nice interception that, you know, it came from him being disciplined and staying where he was supposed to be, and there were a few other opportunities for interceptions.
Yeah, and Brody White did a heck of a job that game. Brody really came in and played really well, probably his best game we've ever seen him play, and I think he's earned even more playing time because of that. Played a lot, shut down a lot of their bubbles and quick screens. He ran the ball. I think he caused 2 fumbles, right? We recovered one. They got one, I think, back or something like that. And he did a great job out there with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, a lot of juice, and it turned out well.
Speaking of enthusiasm and juice, we're bringing in Mark Pruitt, a high school preps writer, thank goodness, from the Winston-Salem Journal. He's got a feature out today on the aforementioned Caleb David. But before we get into the football, congratulations to the JV and Varsity Titan cheerleaders for winning their competition over at Cox Mill last weekend. They have earned a bid to Nationals, which is at Disney, Pruitt's favorite place.
Had I known, we would have just waited until January.
So, a cheerleading competition at Disney doesn't sound like a nightmare at all, but congratulations, Gabster, on getting it done. So, shout out to them. Mark, guys, both of you, what was your biggest – when you look at our conference in the tournament so far, what was your biggest surprise of last week?
I don't know that I was surprised by anything. I knew we were going to get one team through from the CPC with Tabor and David playing against each other.
Yeah, all right.
A lock bet right there.
So we were good. We were good there. I bet the mortgage on that. But I think it was kind of as expected. I expected Reagan might win that game against Roberson, but I know they've just been so banged up this season that I think it just kind of caught up with them there in the playoff.
No, we predicted that. Let's not sugarcoat it. We both predicted a Reagan win, and now we probably owe Josh, you know, something.
Probably.
Yeah. So, we looked like idiots again.
But I didn't see really any surprises. That's kind of how I anticipated it being going down last week.
So what is your favorite matchup of this week?
I like this one.
Yeah, I do too.
This is a good one, and I think East and Independence is going to be a really good game as well. So I'll be in Kernersville Friday night for that.
Oh, really? How nice of you.
Yeah.
Nice of you to go to Kernersville. You know it's not that big a drive down to Matthews, my friend.
I might ride the bus. I think Wallace told me that they've got a spot for me.
Nah, hell, you'll end up driving it.
Need some PB&J.
Be careful about that. So.
That spot, M and J right next to each other. Oh, down and back.
What are you? What are these
we'll
guys?
Put Chris up too.
Wow.
Not that I, you know, what are these?
I thought we were friends.
I thought they were your friends.
Wow.
All right, here's what I know about Butler, so you can fill in the blanks. Butler, they run a lot of motion.
He's a multiple offense. I mean, they're going to be in the spread, and they're going to try and do some wing tee stuff, some true under center wing tee. If the wing tee stuff is hitting, he won't get out of it. He'll scrap his offense. If he does, if it's not hitting, then he's going to go back to what his game plan is with his spread offense. Defensively, a lot of man free, cover zero, trying to stack the box. He's going to be one plus in the box at all times.
So what do you have to do? What has to happen in order for you guys to be successful?
We got to be able to run the ball against that one plus box, make our reads. We have to execute in the pass game. We have to make some plays in the pass game. We can't go into it and kind of have what happened with East and not be able to throw something and get some stuff and get some yardage. That's been something we've harped on with Bert big time, that sometimes he's just got to take a shot to loosen up the box so we don't get nine hats in the box. We don't get eight hats in the box. Defensively, we got to stop the run. The running back's a thick kid. He looks like a bowling ball kind of. So we have to make sure we're wrapping up and finishing tackles. And then number four for them is a quick little athlete. He can run. He can scoot. So we got to make sure we have eyes on him at all times.
Apparently, Butler has never lost to West Forsyth in the playoffs, so I've been told.
And I might have seen that on a message board or something like that.
Yeah, there's another part to that.
Yeah, and there is another part. Now, we're going to be nice. Yep. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be nice.
Apparently, the big thing for them is that they're 3-0 against West all time, and no game has ever been close.
No game is it? Yeah.
That was said by a –
like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're apparently quite area media is quite proud of that fact too. And apparently,
you know that company excluded?
Did you know that you're a one trick pony?
Yeah.
Also,
I read that. Yeah.
Here is my favorite message board comment.
I love it. I need comical relief sometimes, and I'm like, all right.
This is my favorite one, and this is from allegedly a local person, but it's a message board. He says, West Forsyth's offense is pretty basic.
Yeah.
And I read that and I went, did Wally get fired? So no. That's my favorite.
I used to respect Samick so much on that because he would put his name on it. And you knew it, and that's just how he was.
Right.
Some people want to hide behind fake names. I'm sorry.
Well,
when you score 37-plus points a game, it is what it is. You call it what it is. It can be basic, but
yeah,
it still can't stop it.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you got to stop it first. In my opinion, Coach,
whatever. I think it's funny.
Last year, you had a group that was ready to go up the mountain, and I think you've got the right group to take to Matthews. And we're going to talk to a couple of them coming up after the break. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a couple of seniors are going to join us once again when we come back on the patio live in Mossy's.
Savvy shoppers of Kernersville, discover the hidden treasures waiting for you at Smith & Company Consignment. Get ready to score some incredible deals on gently used furniture, stylish clothing, and unique home decor pieces. You won't believe the quality at unbeatable prices. Looking to declutter? Sell your pre-loved items with us. Smith & Company Consignment is the perfect place to find a new home for your well-cared-for belongings. Visit us at 1515 Union Cross Road, check out our website, smithandcompanyconsignment.com, or give us a call at 336-497-5290.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
We love sports.
Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived.
Not only do we love sports, but we love to debate sports.
He was bad at Captain Clay. He bad at Sugar Ray. He bad at who that you? The new boy has Mike Tyson. Look like a bulldog. He bad at him too. He done whipped Mike Tyson there. He whipped all their ass.
For the best sports analysis in the triad.
What about Rocky Marciano?
In-depth local coverage of your favorite schools and teams.
Let me tell you something wonderful. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't.
And, of course, the best sports debate in the triad.
Beat Joe Louis' ass.
Welcome to Tobacco Road Sports Radio.
Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
You're welcome.
I don't know how old he was, but got it.
Hey, y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? You don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car, and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm on the Twitters. Whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
Okay.
Welcome back to Titans Talk. I got some familiar faces at the table with me. Seniors. Hayden McGackey, Caleb Davis. I've almost made it, Desmond. I have almost made it through Caleb's high school career without calling him Mac. I know. Now I'm going to do it. I'll do it tonight.
Don't.
Now, I tell you what, it's weird. Hayden has been at every show for the last 2 years, but has never been an official guest. He's been in, like, all kinds of segments. You've been in the Quiz Bowl. You helped with the offensive line open mic night that we had last time.
Yep.
So, finally, you were here. Third leading receiver this year. I hadn't dropped a thing all year.
Mm-mm.
And
really?
So, I had a great – you know.
I mean
– It was Bert's fault. Let's play.
Yeah.
Bert's not here. We can blame it on Bert. And it was because Bert also put some lame stuff on the playlist. We'll do that. guys, I was in Club Lit after the game, and it was even more ridiculous than it was after the Davey game last year. It seemed like a black cloud had been lifted, like a pressure cooker had just exploded. As seniors, explain your emotions in that locker room.
You go ahead, Caleb.
It was crazy. It was insane. Cause I feel like we weren't back. One loss at Reagan to a win at Davey to the loss at East. So I felt like this was just getting back into it. You know, hopefully we go on a run. So it was. And it was the first win, playoff win in 4 years, first home game in 4 years, playoff game. So we knew what we did. So,
what about you?
I mean, we've only had Club Lit what, once or twice the whole year before that.
Wow! Shots fired! I'm glad it was opened up. I was really happy. I was really happy when.
You never heard it. We need a new DJ too.
I thought it was pretty good. There's a video floating around with one half of Prestige Worldwide actually rapping. So at some point after the season, I want to see that video. Hayden, I'll start with you. This has been quite the journey. What's it like for you as a senior to experience this level of success? I know you're not satisfied, but you know this is how in my mind, everybody should want to have their senior year be.
Yeah, I mean, we're going out, like, better than we were last year, which is always the goal, you know, get better. It's just – it's all positivity. We're encouraging each other because we know that, like, we have, like, potential through the roof to go deep in the playoffs.
It's been fun, right?
Oh, it's been so much fun.
Proven a lot.
Except without Club Lit.
Except without Club Lit.
That's fun.
K, Caleb, you proved a lot of people wrong, but it seems like that's something that you guys are good at by this time.
Yeah. The odds have been stacked against us since the start of the season until we beat, I'd say, Davey.
You know, you're right.
Yeah, one really thought we'd be – we were what we were until we beat them, and then the loss against East set us back a little bit, but we're still coming back stronger and stronger every week. Every day at practice, we're coming to do something better than we did the last practice, so – no one has still got the real West Forsyth yet.
So there's something still left in you guys, you think, to bring?
For sure. We still have plenty of stuff we have to work on to make our team better, and that us players can fix on our own just like that and change, flip a switch around.
Has this team, Hayden, played four quarters of West Forsyth football?
I don't think complete West Forsyth football, no.
That should scare probably anybody.
Yeah.
So let's update everybody. Cause like I said, I told you guys before the show, you're going to be – I've seen you guys multiple times, and I hate to do this. This breaks my heart. But tell us your plans for after graduation. Update us on what your plans are for after graduation.
I don't really have any. Football thing's slow with recruitment. I'm getting back into the swing of it, but my top three schools right now that I go to as a regular student, Charlotte, that's my number one. I want to go to Charlotte, App and A&T. So I applied to them, get loaded back in January, I think it said. So.
What do you want to study?
Business management, but I might change it around. I don't know yet. People talk, so I don't know yet.
I wouldn't mind working for either of you. What about you? What are you thinking about?
Definitely at college. I want to go somewhere big because big sports, big school, somewhere warm too.
Now, you and I have talked about a potential destination for you before, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
We have talked about this, and I don't know if your dad and mom would be okay with it, but some people need help.
Yep.
There are some certain people we feel have been led astray. We won't mention their names, but they're – name does rhyme with Bank Hallard. but what do you want to – what are your top three schools?
Florida, Clemson. It's funny you say that about Hank.
Yeah.
Florida, Clemson, and probably either NC State, South Carolina maybe.
What have you decided on a course of study?
Engineering.
Engineering.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind working for either one of y'all. You'll both be rich and doing what you're as smart as you guys are. So, although I couldn't help you out at all unless you needed somebody to empty the waste cans. I do have a business degree, so maybe I can offer some insight to his company. But yeah, yours, I got no shot. Now's the time. This is just morbid for me, but think back 4 years, and this is the time that you can shout out any coaches. It is amazing.
Every time.
It sounds amazing, though. Oh,
it'll
my
be,
God.
It does sound amazing, but I thought that – did Coach Willard not have practice tonight over in Kernersville? Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Now's the time to shout out the people, coaches and teachers that helped you out over the last 4 years that you'd like to shout out.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first because Caleb's loving that Mustang.
I love it.
I'm
sorry. I'm in the garage right
now. Oh, that's Well, I mean, I feel like the obvious answer would be Coach Yeager. This past year, helping me get better at receiver, you know, getting in the swing of things during the summer, and then.
How did he? Tell me a little bit about that. That's a curiosity for me. You're not the same receiver you were last year.
No. Well, I mean, definitely not the same. Teaching technique, different footwork based on how the DBs are playing. How to be explosive off the line, fight with the hands a little bit when the DB's a little more aggressive.
Yeah, but that DB who you beat on the slant on Friday night
number
does
two.
Not appreciate Coach Yeager's teachings. So what about a favorite teacher over the last 4 years?
Ooh.
Don't say Stu Egan.
Don't be.
I didn't have Egan. I didn't have Egan.
Good. All right.
I'll go probably Miss Bryant.
Okay. All right. You know what? We hear about Miss Bryant quite a bit. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Look at these guys are jockeying for permission. Caleb, what about you? 4 years. You know, 4 years at West. Who do you shout out?
Everybody. I mean, I feel like I learned a little bit of everything from every coach, every teacher, every person in my life up until this point.
What did you learn from Perez?
I was about to ask the same question.
To clean up my room.
That's, you know what?
That's a good point.
To keep your area clean or whatever. You know, but so what's been your favorite class? 4 years, what's your favorite class so far?
My favorite class?
What's your favorite?
If I'm being completely honest,
oh, here it comes.
That's tough.
Don't say it.
I like Jaeger's class right now. It's fun. We learn a lot of stuff. I think, you know, a lot of stuff can –
He looks a little tore down.
Yeah.
He does look a little tore down. Are you okay, Kyle?
It's just a tough night.
It's a tough night. It is.
Baseball champs with
Caleb. He's tied.
Baseball and Hayden, it's fine.
He's tied up there with my zoology class, Mr. Murata. It's fun. It's nice. It's fun.
It still baffles me that there's a zoology class. Did you know this, Desmond, that there's a zoology class at West Forsyth? At all? Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know, they got a bunch of great programs, and a great sports marketing program, and then, like, right in the middle of all that, there's your zoology class. So I think that's, you know, hey, whatever works. What are you going to miss the most?
That's a good question.
High school. in general.
Yeah.
I think. Just the people you met.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
1 week of college is going to cure that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not going to be like you're home.
Yeah, like, it won't be the same.
There's a bunch of adults in here that are just grinning from ear to ear because they know. Even look at Dr. McGackie over there. Yeah. Tristan Stiers folks are just all good. Yes. Yeah. You're not going to miss high school after a week, sir. So what else do you think? You think you're going to get messy? You're going to miss getting yelled at?
God, no. I love the.
What's it going to be like? Not being yelled at by Perez to pick up your stuff, clean up your area.
Well, I mean, I never had an issue with it because I'm a clean person, but. Like, listening to him come in the locker room and, like, find somebody eating in the locker room.
Oh.
That's – I'm going to miss that.
I thought he was allowed to eat in the locker room. But then again, I guess he can't.
He could probably eat anywhere.
That's all right. What about weightlifting? Is it going to be the same? Can you ever lift a weight again without being yelled at by a coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to keep up the physique, you know, especially in college.
The physique, the money maker. Who's got the best physique on the on the team?
Marcus Wilson.
Yeah.
Marcus Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the first, like, unilateral.
Him or Sean Davis. Yeah, him
Sean's
or Sean.
Sean's pretty good, too.
Because Sean's, like, he's like 185, but he's, like, as big as me.
You know who's good?
Who?
Juicy.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah.
So after all that you're not gonna miss it. You're just gonna miss like the high school experience. You guys both have senioritis now, or no?
Yes.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah. It's setting in.
If you ask Jaeger how many times I laid my head down in his class.
You can't do that. I really want to take a look at this. We're not gonna add any more to this year. I'm tired of it. You guys were both around when we started this playlist thing last year. Last year was okay. This is what your teammates have put together. Hardy Brothers.
That was me.
Big Yavo, yeah.
Yeah.
Then Big Yavo. Then Bert with Last Night by Morgan Wallen and 98 Braves by Morgan Wallen. Coach with Lake of Fire by Nirvana. Then somebody put in Shooter by Playboy Cardi with Little Uzi Vert. This has got to be Ferg's. Steps Timber by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Something called Lud Foes In and Out. Murder Business by Youngboy. That's got to be, was that yours, Tristan? Yeah, so got a couple of Youngboys. Dead Trolls is on here. That's also a Tristan Stiers special. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. That's yours.
That was Davion.
That's Davion.
That was Davion.
That was Davion. Okay. And then it went off the rails with Sexy Red.
Oh, my God.
He said he put Sexy Red.
Somebody put Hellcats.
Yeah.
Hats Off by Little Baby. Who Wants Smoke by something called Nardo Wick. We got back on with Johnny P's Caddy by Benny the Butcher. There's some Little Yachty on here. Headlines by Drake made it. Max Williamson put a, I can't even say the name of this, live. It's a Young Boy song. And then Ski Ye by Sexy Red. A Rod Wave song somehow makes it on. And Boosie's on here with Set It Off. Is there anything that you guys can add that will save this playlist?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Okay, I'd say Hayden first.
Me? Well, Hayden's first. Go first. Let's go with Hayden.
Mine's Heat, you guys hear.
Okay, all right.
Is it, though?
Yes.
I don't think it is. I'll go Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yeah, mine's Heat.
You can't graduate. You got to stay here. That's my guys. All right, all right, all right. So we'll go Motley. You got anything else to go on there, or?
Yeah, I got a little curveball.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me add it. All right. What do we got?
Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley.
All right.
I should do that. For real?
All right. That's nice. That's.
I'm gonna do both.
All right. Who do we love?
Are you fact checking your songs with Tristan?
No, he just wanted to see.
And don't put Caleb's songs on the playlist.
He just wanted to see, but he had a good take.
All right, we'll put Marley. All right,
The Kosher.
Go ahead, Caleb. Ready? I'm really nervous all now right. Because you were checking with Tristan.
I got two.
All right.
All right. Same person.
Okay. Okay.
Taylor Port Junkie by Rallo Rodriguez.
They wrote that song about me.
Featuring Little Yachty.
Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
good. I've got a 12-year-old.
I listen to it almost like 3 times a day. It's my favorite song right now, I'm not going to lie.
All right. And finish strong.
Special K by BLP Kosher.
Yeah,
you know about BLP?
No.
The Kosher? Oh, my gosh.
Be careful. There will be no Fat Joe slander here on the show. Was it BLP Kosher, is that?
Yep.
Lean Back. Okay, never mind that. Yeah, that's good. So that's your homework for tonight, Hayden. You got to pull that up on the Spotify or whatever and listen to that.
I'm sure my dad will.
That's right. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of hope on that. All right, guys, take care of business. Friday night, I expect big things in Matthews. It has been a pleasure having you guys around on this show. So thanks for being on the show all the time. But I'll see you next Wednesday night. Anyway, we'll talk about it, right?
All right.
When we come back, Coach will be back with us, and who knows what I've got cooked up for the third segment. Coach, you look so thrilled.
Craving the bold, delicious flavors of Mexico right here in Kernersville? Look no further than Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. At Frida's, we're serving up mouthwatering dishes that will transport your taste buds straight to Mexico. From sizzling fajitas to cheesy enchiladas, we've got it all. And what's a Mexican fiesta without a margarita? Our bartenders craft the finest margaritas in town so you can sip, relax, and enjoy the vibrant atmosphere of our cantina. Why wait? Join us at Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina today. 550 Pineview Drive in Kernersville. Call and place a pickup order at 336-497-5099. Frida's, where the flavors of Mexico come to life.
Hey, Panther fans. Right now on the SiriusXM app, hear the most in-depth Carolina Panthers coverage anywhere with Believe in Carolina Panthers, part of the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. Hear from me, Desmond Johnson, and my co-host, Skylar Callahan from Sports Illustrated, and Panther great Jonathan Stewart as we break down the Panthers before and after every game through the NFL season. Your team, your podcast. Search BLEAV in Carolina Panthers on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you believe?
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites, and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's, plus a year-round outdoor patio. Fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits, 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
Oh, picture. Don't go. Don't go.
Welcome back to Titans Talk live from Mossy's. Back here with Coach Dr. Kevin Wallace. Why is Foxy here? You know what? I know there wasn't a JV game, but I want to hear Eazy-E, so I want to hear the song. Come up here. It was obvious. Tell them who you came to see. He said, everybody, come on. Come on, Rob. You know this. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Why are you here?
I don't know. Why not? You get Mossy's on Wednesday.
Nice,
so
man.
It's like a tradition.
You got anything for us tonight?
He likes the food.
I actually have a special guest.
What? Oh.
I have a special guest.
And it can't be Liam Maynard because that's not a special
guest. This is Coach's segment. So what, you have a special guest?
I have a special guest.
All right, go ahead.
The man, the myth, the legend, the giant of this coaching staff, Coach Perez.
Then come on up, Coach. Prestige worldwide. Why?
All that to introduce Coach Perez. The theatrics that we have.
I think he deserves it.
Surprised we don't have like smoke for him to come through.
We do need a smoke. We do need pyro. What's our pyro budget for next year, Desmond? That's awesome. Welcome, Coach Perez. Are you happy now?
I still have you muted.
Yeah, you're trying to talk. So he's happy now.
I'm ecstatic.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, that's a big word.
Wow, outstanding. All right. So the question I've got for you, and let's start this out. When and how did you two first get together?
Pause. Up.
Yeah, pause, big time. Because this is a mystery to, like, everybody. You're like yin and yang.
You want me to say it? I was coaching middle school at Northwest, and I was a nut job. And one of the parents said I should get on his staff and interviewed, and didn't go too well. 6 months later, I still didn't have a job, and then finally something opened up.
So half of that's all lies.
So half of that's all lies. Okay.
He was at the middle school. He was helping out, coaching with at Northwest Middle School and High School, like right across the street.
Right, right.
So the middle school games were played in the stadium, and he would come over, and then he was also coaching baseball over there, which is probably your first love.
Yep, first love.
So he would come over. He'd have to get the mower out to cut the grass and stuff like that, and we got talking, and he asked if we have a spot. So the whole 6 month thing, I don't know where. I think that's just him, old age, losing kind of track of days.
Yeah, 54 tomorrow.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Coach.
Yeah.
He had to ask us how old he was going to be, which is bad.
Yeah. No, 40 was good.
Marine Corps birthday on Friday, too.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Yeah. Happy Veterans Day to all of our listeners, everybody who served, who is serving. All right. Yeah. Awesome. Now, I've got to know, wait a minute, how did he get the job? You're a reasonable man.
Not many applicants?
True. I come every day.
So, which goes a long way.
So why does this pairing work so well, Coach?
I think because...
Am I going to cry?
No. I hope
no.
not.
No.
Rob's a hard worker. He's very dedicated. I've actually said that he's almost loyal to a fault. But he will also keep me in line. He's been around a lot of professional teams, high school teams, collegiate teams, all that stuff. So, like, he can offer up some good advice at times, especially to times when I need to hear it. So.
Did he have any input in the military program that you're hoping to bring to West?
No. He's the biggest baby when they came.
I was.
He was the biggest baby. He had, like, flashbacks. He was, like –
Yeah, I wanted to stop.
Oh, yeah.
It was that bad. I wanted him to stop.
Yeah. He was, like, hosing these kids down with water. I'm surprised he didn't start feeding them dinner there. Like,
yeah, it was bad.
Cutting up their steaks for them and stuff.
It was really bad.
Yeah. We were like, Rob, why are you, like, being so soft with him? And he's like, I was having flashbacks to boot camp. This was not good.
Now, Rob, are you the type, do you have that relationship with him, like, you know what he's thinking, you know what drill is going through his head, and you know in advance what to have ready because he's most likely going to do X, Y, or Z?
On the field, sometimes no, but all the other stuff, I kind of have an idea what he wants, and I'll have it ready for him, and sometimes he'll use it, sometimes he won't, but I just have a feel like I kind of know what he wants when he needs it.
You've been a coach a long time, but how much of your coaching is Marine?
What do you mean?
Like a lot of your stuff that's – if you are very, very attentive to detail.
Correct.
Did you have that before Semper Fi, or is that something?
No, that was when I went into the military, and that's just – I've stayed with that – or that stayed with me for the last 30-something years.
I mean, so how does that dynamic work? Because, like, coaches get mad at one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marriage, and it's right. A long season that never ends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, you know, everybody. How do you guys manage that? Do you guys just know, or do you have a safe word with one another, or do you just know when to back off? Pineapple.
No. I can see when he's in like a mood, and I'll just leave the office and let him do his thing.
Right.
That's it. And
he'll do a good job of shielding people from. If he knows I'm not in a good mood,
yeah.
He does a good job of shielding people from coming towards me.
Yeah, he does a good job shielding people, period, because I'll tell the story of how Coach Perez and I first met. We were at I forget why I was there, but I was coming to talk to Coach Wallace over at his former employer, and I meandered into the field house, and I was greeted by the largest bouncer I'd ever seen. And I thought he was going to hurt me. But thankfully, he didn't, and I eventually gained passage into the inner sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. You were very protective of the team domain.
Yes, of course. I'm that way with the locker room now. I don't like anybody going in there. I don't like anybody messing with anything. That's how I am. I'm just like a big bear daddy sort of person.
You wouldn't even let the JV who didn't suit up into club lit until the varsity guys were already in there.
That's true. They didn't deserve it.
That's very good. And I was in club lit. I asked permission. I got to Willard before, and I was like, "Is it okay for me to go in?" And then I saw you were like, "Come on in."
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Our
I'm
big
not,
issue is just to make sure Coach Murph isn't around.
Yeah.
And I was, of course, walking right beside Coach Murph, or he was right behind me. So. So,
Coach Murph took a spill once in there.
Yeah, so I mean, the rules are the rules, and he's the perfect guy to do that because you've got some personal, the team has some personal things that they go through, or it's routine. Mm-hmm. They have a routine, and he's probably the best to institute that.
I read a great article today
about
standards versus rules and using standards more than rules.
And that's a better description of what you have anyway.
So that's what we try to do. When I read it, I was like, this kind of really clicks to what – you kind of have standards that you got to live up to. That our expectations are not so much don't do this, don't do that. Of we expect the locker room to be clean. We expect the locker room to be disciplined. And that's it being clean shows discipline of the players and stuff. So we're going to try and use the word standards from here.
All right. So then let's talk about a standard, Coach, and Mrs. Maynor may want to input on this or want to hear your reasoning for this. What's the real reason why the moms aren't allowed to bring cookies to pregame?
He's looking out for my cholesterol.
Yeah, your cholesterol, the sugar.
My arteries.
For the players or you guys?
No, for the players. And I take all the cookies. I mean, I take it downstairs.
You take the downstairs as in to your car or
no,
to where?
To the office for the coaches.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I mean, it's not like they're bringing Jello shots. Now, I've heard that particular group is very good at Jello shots, but that's rumor. It's pure rumor.
Just rumor.
It's rumor and innuendo that group understands.
There's no facts.
There's no facts that I know of.
And limoncello.
Limoncello, I don't know anything about that either. So, but, you know, it would be nice to – well, then again, that would ruin your reputation.
Yeah, it would.
Why, Coach Wallace, despite him being him, why do the kids love him?
There's honesty. There's truth. There's no sugarcoating things. He's gonna tell you if you're wrong. He's going to tell you if you're right. He's going to – you know, he's going to get on you. But at the end of the day, he's going to love you up.
I was on the sideline for, I think it was a JV game, and somebody who wasn't playing got a little out of line, which is his favorite, and he dressed him down. And you look at the kid, he's kind of almost like, thank you, sir. Can I have another? Like, the kids want to be coached.
Yeah.
But it's one thing.
I think they all want to have discipline, and they want to be told when they're doing right, when they're doing wrong, because then they at least know. So they respect it when you tell them. I mean, I do see that usually. That, you know, if you're doing wrong and we tell you you're doing wrong, we need to be better, then they accept that, that they understand that. At least they know where they're at, where the framework is to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting to watch the players respond to
– And the biggest thing, I mean, any coach says, if I ain't talking to you, then there's the issue. You know, as long as I'm still talking to you, I still like it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's very true. Coach, before they leave, I want to make sure that you understand that you guys have the best omen possible going into Friday. They're leaving right now. Denny Key, a Hall of Fame basketball player, Denny Key is at Mossy's the same night we're doing a playoff edition.
Yep.
A playoff edition. Yeah. So that's about as good as you get as far as omen goes in high school sports. You're well on your way to Matthews, so that's good for the Keys to be with
no
us
pressure,
here tonight.
No pressure.
Yeah, you got to get it done. All right, Rob, coach is notoriously dissatisfied with something, especially the bigger the win. You beat somebody 42-0. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get him to be excited about anything. He's going to find something wrong. Now, that's because you don't get two up or two down. I understand that. I respect that. But can you tell if he's had any fun this season?
Yeah, he has. He's had some fun. He sits in the coach's lounge that we have, and he cuts it up a little bit. And
that guy?
Yeah, this guy over here, my twin.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Yeah, well, I'm from up north. I grew up with thick skin. You got to have thick skin. Yeah,
he's had some fun with Willard and stuff like that. Jaeger, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. You know, he's just yelling at
people. Don't like the
you
guy.
Know, I mean, listen, last week, McGackie goes out. I got it all set up. He puts 12 guys on the field. Okay, where is McGackie's replacement? I got it all set up. He comes, he yells at me, and I said, he's out there, and like, where? And he's right there. And then he yells at Jaeger, like, that's your fault, Jaeger. And that made me happy.
Jaeger is like, I look over, and Jaeger usually keeps track of our timeouts on the sheet. So he has the sheet, and he's marking down the timeout. He's kind of trying to do one of these, like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Have you had fun?
Yeah, I had a lot. You know what? This has been so much different than Northwest. Justin, the kids are different. The kids respond better. Different. It's just different. The kids, I like, no disrespect to Northwest, but these kids are so much better.
It's all right because you said no disrespect.
No disrespect, but you know what? You got Caleb here, who is the last person. He takes forever to get dressed. Okay, then McGackie will make fun of me.
Yeah, you are.
You know, he'll make fun of me, and he'll do like this, and underneath that, like that, and then this one here. He's got so many these things right here. Whatever these things are called right here. I just want to rip them off. You know, and then you got Max is coming in to get a drink because he just cut class, and it's just different. I love these guys.
And they're fun. And then you got your two.
And now all their parents are mad at
him. Yeah. And I love.
You got your two disciples right here.
I love Liam because he's so nice, but I know he's not really nice. You know, stuff like that. I mean, this is great.
We're going to have six kids in ISS tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Wait a minute. Maynard's not nice?
No, he's not nice. He's just fooling.
Dude, he's my replacement for McGackie.
Stop it already. Stop.
Hey, look. Foxy went and broke his wrist for you.
Yeah. And then we got Nunez. He's the new manager. Yeah. I mean, he's the best one. He's ridiculous, but he's so much fun. You know what I mean? Hopefully one day, you know, we move on and they throw the ball hard at him, hits him in the stomach, he goes down.
That's my second favorite JV moment. Actually, no. I've got my JV moments because you were really involved with the JV. In order, I'm going to go with 1A and 1B with Foxy getting that one-handing the kickoff for you.
Mm-hmm.
But then Liam's going in on defense, I think, against Parkland and strips and destroying that dude at the goal line and picking up. And then let's see, what would be my number three? There was three, and then all of a sudden I went blind. I went old. What did I forget? let's not talk about the long snap by Nico. I don't know. No, that kid cost me. No, he didn't.
I mean, there was some good stuff like McGackie and TJ at camp. They didn't want to wake up in the morning. I took the radio down the hallway, blasting it, waking these guys up. It was incredible.
We had DoorDash waiting outside the door to the building, and he wouldn't let us go get it.
It was just too late. They should have ordered it at 5 o'clock.
We were at practice. Yeah, we were at practice.
Yeah.
First off, you guys act like we're dumb. There is a delivery at time you can select on DoorDash and Grubhub.
ASAP.
Yeah, it was great. I mean,
yeah, ASAP when 100 kids are ordering. That's not coming right then.
Yeah, it was so much. I mean, I could go forever with things going on. I mean, like Willard last week, he had a run because he had bad guts, you know, before the game. I mean.
Now we're taking it to a sharp right turn right now.
Did you just call out Kyle for having the BGs?
Yeah, he had bad guts.
I don't know. I got 3 minutes. I'm still.
You should have kept me on longer.
Are you kidding? This is great. So you are having fun.
Yeah.
It is different here.
It's different. You know what?
It's different.
The kids are different. There's so many different things going on right here. It's just they're better. No disrespect again. I'm just saying that way. But, you know, I really do enjoy these guys.
Did you think they'd go to fight for you?
Yeah, they would. You know what the best thing is? I opened the door at 12 o'clock. And they got food in there, and you see them scrambling.
That's like roaches.
Yes, it's like that's when the light goes on.
Scrambling.
And then they're all trying to hide stuff, or they have a mouthful. They're like trying to.
Yeah.
Then they start. This is what they start doing. They start putting the wrappers in other people's lockers, so it's not theirs. It's like.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
No, that's my third favorite JV moment was your team captain over there, Foxy, coming up with an excuse for the helmet he stole from his teammate.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we stole the Guardian cap. Stole the Guardian cap.
Yeah. You know, these kids have got to learn the standards that you set down. Did you ever give the Guardian cap back, Fox? All right. Well, that's good. I mean, there's been some growth.
He sleeps with it. That's how he keeps his hair so curly.
Do these kids have any hope next year?
Who?
But your kids that are coming back next year, they have any hope of maintaining these
of being
standards?
Sane?
Yeah, they'll be sane. You know, they'll be good. But you know what? All seriousness, I just hope that I put a stamp on these seniors and that I taught them life lessons, that it's up more than football. That's what I hope with Caleb, all the seniors, as hard as I was on them, I love them, but I hope they understand what this was about.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious in talking with the guys that have come up here and just off air and not talking about football, there's been the growth curve, the maturity curve is very, very steep. It's probably because the taskmaster here walked in and scared parents and kids alike and said, well, we're going into the weight room and we're going to get tougher and we're going to get bigger. I've asked you guys before, you guys got new personal maxes?
Oh, one last thing. Yeah. I mean, one last thing. This guy here blames his weight gain on me because I give him free candy all the time. I mean, that's a lie. That is a lie. Kit Kats, all that Reese's, that's on him.
I mean, how much candy is being exchanged?
There's a lot.
What's going on?
He stress eats.
Wait a minute. Pruitt did an entire column on you guys preparing for a game, and there was not Snickers or – there was no chocolates passed around.
It's in the office. It's in the office on the right – in the right desk drawer. That's where it's at.
Do the kids ever get at your stash?
Sometimes they try to.
Who's the biggest thief?
There's like four of them.
There's like four? Caleb's one of them.
No, he's good because his mom's here. I can't say that.
Okay, yeah, okay. Oh, he asks.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see, Davion probably is one
Davion
of them.
Davion always asks for food after practice and snacks.
Okay.
Juicy is at lunchtime. Coach, and I get an extra one. Who else is there? There's PJ is constant. Jalen. I mean, it's all the linemen. They're fat like me. You know, I understand.
Before we get out of here, let's think about different – this we're not done yet, there's a game to be played Friday.
I'll be back there to Wednesday.
Yeah, you're going to be back. Thank you for saying that. I wasn't going to lead you into that. But let's give it up for the best play of West Forsyth, which sums up what this regime is, what West Forsyth is. Let's just say it that way. Nunez going in at linebacker to end the Parkland game.
Yeah, exactly.
Was exactly what this group is about, because everybody went nuts. Mm-hmm. Kyle was calling blitz every time, and the poor guy looks at the sideline and goes, who me? And really, you had to get up there and say, get on the line, go,
yeah,
go,
just
go.
Run and get hit.
Run and go, and go. And that, to me, the way that all the coaches and all the students were on the sideline rooting the smallest guy in the stadium that day, and he was out there playing football. That's West Forsyth football. Butler's going to meet West Forsyth football Friday night. Let's get out of here.
That's
good luck.
That's right, baby.
Thank you.
Bring that.